This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is not on track to meet its climate emission reduction goals. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The state is trying to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 90% by 2050. It's forecasting big drops soon as coal-fired power plants are retired and new oil and gas regulations kick in. But transportation is a big problem. Driving levels are nearly back to pre-pandemic levels, while public transit use has not recovered. More Coloradans are buying electric cars, but the vast majority are still in gas-powered vehicles. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Metro Denver's transit agency will save more than $140 million over the next 20 years with new debt refinancing. RTD owes billions of dollars on its Fast Tracks rail network. It will be paying off that debt for the next 30 years. Fall colors may be a little less bright in parts of southern Colorado this year. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The third week of September is typically pretty good for leaf peeping in the high country. But Alex Rudney with the U.S. Forest Service in Chaffee County says an unusual outbreak of a certain type of moth this past spring damaged aspen leaves across tens of thousands of acres in southern Colorado.
It's a little hard to predict a whole mountain range worth of color with something that's impacting that I've never seen before. But my suspicion is that it will be less brilliant than it would have been without that.
Rudney says the leaves grew back, but they're thinner than normal. He says to look for unaffected areas of aspens as well as oaks and cottonwoods for the best colors this year. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Much of the state could see rain this evening, and that could be heavy rain in parts of Colorado. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs close to 90 this afternoon, then cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.